and hot sauce. This next gentleman runs a couple podcasts that are on that network, The Campaign and One Shot. He's a great dude. Also, you just finished, or you're in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign that is, that, but it's already funded, called Noisy Person Cards, which is a game that helps you develop voices for role-playing game characters. This is James D'Amato. Hey, thanks everyone.
I have a problem saying no to work. This can lead to some nightmarish situations, like for instance, performing at a 10 a.m. show on a Saturday when my preferred weekend wake-up time is dying peacefully in my sleep. These days, my typical work week is something like 60 to 70 hours. When I'm being reasonable, I have 5 podcasts that I'm directly responsible for, and a handful more that I assist with. A day job, and now a weekly Twitch show. Watch us on Thursdays. But I keep adding things. And this month, I'm managing a Kickstarter for a game that I designed. I'm traveling out of state twice. I'm performing at 2 live shows. This is one of them. I'm running games to celebrate the birthdays of a few fans and preparing for 3 conventions that I am doing next month. All because I hate opting out of new challenges. Now, I recognize that this sort of behavior is unhealthy. After all, I've told myself 3 years and 5 girlfriends ago that I wouldn't be able to keep it up much longer. I have trouble letting things go by because I'm the sort of I know what sort of person I am without that type of energy. I grew up with and live with ADD and dyslexia. They made school a nightmare. For me, ADD isn't too bad, and there are times I actually appreciate how my brain works that way, but dyslexia is an endless, humiliating nightmare. It causes sufferers to reorder words and symbols and concepts between thought and tactile processes, meaning, for instance, that I can be thinking the word does and actually write the word dose and not notice until review. In many cases, it's possible for students with learning disabilities to apply themselves and compensate for their weaknesses with extra hard work. The problem is, in many ways, education is its own reward. The prize to learn about electron shelves is knowing about electron shelves, which I promise you is exactly as much fun as not knowing about electron shelves. Imagine a far more existentially bleak version of Sisyphus, where he actually manages to roll his boulder up the hill, only to find that success is no more satisfying than failure. In my freshman year of high school, I discovered a defense mechanism that has haunted me ever since. And that's not trying. School was difficult. It always had been, and when I started asking myself why I was struggling, I couldn't find an answer. So I stopped caring. I knew I could do better, but I just didn't see the point. During this period, I had the good fortune to have several passionate teachers who took me aside and shouted at me for minutes on end. I had equal parts empathy and disdain for anyone who tried to get through to me. On the one hand, I understood that they cared, and that was a rare and precious thing. And on the other hand, who likes being shouted at? Now, I recognize that those educators all played a part in my transition from a lazy slug person to a workaholic. But the real inspiration for me was, of course, former President George W. Bush. Some of you might be failing to see the connection between one of our nation's worst presidents and my work ethic. See, growing up as a not quite straight and definitely liberal person in what was, at that time, a definitely redshifted state, surrounded by a community of privileged people who benefited directly from Republican tax policies, there are very few people I hated quite as acutely as our former president. I would rail against him at every decision he made, at any opportunity. It was during one of my teacher's impassioned rants that everything clicked. Mrs. McKenzie violently spilled the contents from my backpack onto my desk to show me the disorganized mess of unanswered homework assignments and unread class handouts. She started her shouting with what might be the most important sentence I have ever heard in my life. While gesturing to a photo of the sitting president on the wall we had set up for the impending election, she told me, "You can't beat that with this." And in that moment, everything made sense to me. It was definitely possible to drift through life without letting things impact you. Chemical reactions will happen whether or not you appreciate the significance of electron shells. However, there are people who can and will take advantage of your absence. The knowledge that I bear responsibility for the success of my ideological rivals has driven me forward ever since. Today, we are faced with a Republican candidate who stands a chance of being much more harmful than Bush. He is the product of a world that embraces populist movements built on hate and exclusion. And in my own beloved nerdy circles of comics and games, there are violent and spiteful individuals who don't think you should be allowed to enjoy yourself unless you are a white man. These people cannot be allowed to control the world that I love. If I have to spend every waking hour working to prevent their success, I'm in.
You know what's so funny? Just this morning, I was like, man, I have a show at 10 a.m. I have a show at 10:30 p.m. I have a show tomorrow at 7. Should I maybe, like, stop some of this? Nah, that's fine. Let's keep doing it, James. Me and you, baby.